This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which, if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good, as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finedining podcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh.
Applebee's?
If I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finedining podcast. It's the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time, COVID-19 edition, today on Good Christian Fun.
I want to see cats!
I wanted to kick everybody, and I did.
Yeah, they are.
Hey,
I'm just killing.
You disgusting little
kid. Okay, bitch, watch this.
I love the Zynga.
Jesus Christ.
Losers, in other words.
Oh,
well,
you
want to
get in the
bathtub?
It's Sicario.
You got me straight tripping,
yeah. Are you familiar with, like, Calvinism as a concept?
I know you're the Hold Your Piss family.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have good Christian fun. Do you remember at all the context of that drop?
I do not. The quality of that song was like so far away, except for when I say Sicario, and I didn't like that. And I also don't remember the Piss Family story.
I think I said in a conversation, do you guys know of the Holderness family? And you said, no, but I know of the Hold Your Piss family. And then I said, who's that? And
okay,
you said,
I stand I by know. It.
You stand
I
by
do
it?
Stand by that. Okay. I stand by that.
Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we are essential workers talking about Christian pop culture, Christian movies, music, entertainment, stuff made by Christians, which in this day and age are essential.
If you want frontline reporting on how everybody's doing, this is where you go.
On what's going on with Lauren Daigle. Is the blood of Jesus as effective as a COVID-19 vaccine? And the answer is, yeah, it is.
It is. Well, we don't have the research yet, so, you know, it could be.
Yeah, we're still working in the lab late one night. And today, by the way, we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church. None of us are going to church ever again for a long time. Churches will cease to be. Churches will be like what old silent movie theaters used to be. You may see them for historical record, but for the most part, they'll be museums.
Sounds like you're defining church by the four walls of a building when it should be the, the hearts of the people.
Nailed it. Not the walls of the building. It's the hearts of the people. That's church. But we're just here to have good Christian fun. And today we're doing the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time, to COVID-19 edition. Now, Caroline, unlike our While We're Now quarantine edition, where the only difference was we were just quarantined, these are actually songs we've picked. We've all picked.
That have COVID.
That they've all tested positive for the coronavirus, for the novel coronavirus. Yes.
I hope they make it.
And they are specifically on theme and on brand for quarantine times.
Wow, Kevin, I am very eager to see what you did here.
Oh, yeah. And there's going to, you know, it's going to stoke a debate and a discourse. There's going to be at least two comments on the Instagram posts we put out promoting this episode. Maybe even three. We'll see if we cross over that
big time engagement.
That 300 like threshold. It varies in and out now depending on the episode. But to do all this, we're going to need a very special guest. So let's go ahead and introduce her right now. Friends and folks, you may know her from the Can I Pet Your Dog podcast. She is one of our best friends in the podcast land. Everybody give it the hell up for Renee Culver!
It's me.
COVID. Woo-hoo. That's
Look
Mario.
At me.
Look
yeah.
at us.
It's a me. I showered for both of you.
Why? Not are you kidding me?
In the blood of Christ. So I probably still have COVID. There's a good chance.
That's but, true. I can't believe you did that. That's so much.
I
put makeup on for you too.
That's you guys. This is nice. Hey. This is real nice. I didn't get your makeup.
Caroline, did you truly just put on makeup for the record?
Yeah, I sure did, Kevin.
Now, is it for me and Renee, or is it for the episode photo?
I don't.
We'll never know.
I couldn't say one word.
There's a lot of mysteries going around. When will we get to leave our house? Why did you put on makeup?
We'll never know. Where's my self-respect? How am I doing? Am I sleeping? Yes.
It's for me, Renee, and literally dozens of listeners out there in podcast land, not going on their commutes. Here's when I listen to podcasts now.
What do you got?
Now that car time is significantly diminished, I listen to podcasts now when going on long walks, mm-hmm. when doing dishes and little household chores, which everyone's cleaning their kitchens a lot now because there's a lot to clean up. And I listen to it whilst playing a nice little video game as well.
I love that.
It's like a little soundtrack.
You listen to it while playing a video game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I basically know what the Animal Crossing score sounds like at this point. I could hum it to you if you.
Yeah, but you don't always know when the fish is doing the final bite.
No, I feel it. I feel it on my controller, the little vibration.
Wow. That's a new sense. That's like if you're, you know, if maybe you're blind and you're like heightened hearing.
Now, here is one of the small positive side effects of coronavirus is that some people, their immune systems are literally killing them, and others of us, our senses are accelerating to a godlike
cool
level.
Cool new hand vibration senses. That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, thousands of people died, but I got 100% on Zelda Breath of the Wild. So
I know when a fish double bites, so worth
Thank
it,
you.
I think.
Thank you. Kevin, do you feel like you're listening to the podcast intentionally, trying to think like, I'm going to keep podcasts alive by continuing to listen at home?
I mean, that's a part of it. And then another part of it is like, it's genuine. I'm not forcing myself to listen to stuff. No, I do like to listen to what I want to listen to. And in a time now where there are so few things to legitimately look forward to other than like the umpteenth, like Zoom hangout happy hour where like someone's drinking wine and everyone else is being like okay and kind of politely nodding their heads on a grid-like call such as this, podcasts are something to look forward to because those can still come out on a regular basis, and that gives people a sense of normalcy. And like you said a couple episodes ago, you knew it was Friday because one of our episodes came out, so it's still mm-hmm. it still provides the illusion of structure into
of time.
People's days.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am someone without a commute, and I've seen the numbers. I know I don't represent the public with this statistic, but I am listening to podcasts more because I'm walking more.
So maybe you're walking more.
There might be one other person just like me who's just like, look at all the time I have for podcasts now.
Whoa, podcasts are pretty cool.
They're pretty great.
There is one genre of podcasting that has not experienced dip in numbers. Can either of you guess what it is? One genre of podcasting.
Office Ladies.
Yeah, that's a genre.
That's a genre one. Now? That kind of is, for better and worse.
What is the genre? Is it, I would imagine, complete immersion. So some sort of like storytelling thing.
It's kind of surprising.
Or news.
The genre that's experienced the bump is children's podcasts. Podcasts made for children.
Duh. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I think podcasts are going to be on the front lines of homeschoolers everywhere now. Podcasts,
those are our guys,
will be like this generation's adventures in Odyssey, where it's like, okay, we don't want to do screen time or TV time. We want to occupy you so you leave me alone. So what do? Okay, here's a podcast. And there's a lot of like really good, well-produced podcasts for kids now.
Well, there we go.
AIO was the first podcast, if you think about it that way. Not radio.
Adventures in Odyssey. Yeah, no, Mr. Whitaker was like the Sarah Koenig of his day, for sure. He invented podcasting. Eugene, that's Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey.
Here and now, do we decide that we get into children's podcasting? What would our show be about? What are we going to do? Ooh, obviously, I'm locking you guys into this.
I've thought about children's podcasting, but then I realized, no, half of my appeal is visual.
When you're right, you're right. Listen, I'm not here to lie to you. I'll tell you that right now.
Renee, you do such a good kids podcast. I would listen to it.
You would. Now, I have to tell you, you're not the first to say that. The first person to bring this up to me, a bit insulted. I was a little bit. She was like, I have great news for you. I've got your path. Kids podcast. And this was before all of this happened. And I was just like, And then it was coupled with you, obviously, Tug. Boat, your dog would be your co-host.
Oh my gosh.
I'll let you loose. And at first I was just like, I am more intellectual than that. I am a thinking man, and that is my audience. And then I let myself sit with it for a bit, and I was like, yeah, no, she's right. She's definitely right. That's where I go from here.
Hey, to do a piece of children's entertainment well is a feat. It's impressive to not condescend, to meet children where they are, and to be able to communicate effectively and positively to
them.
Keep
their attention.
See if you can do it. All right.
What noble pursuit could you better want for? I mean, if you played any episode of GCF for a child, they would fall down and die.
They go straight to prison. It's true. That is the prison pipeline.
Well, we go straight to prison for sure. Unfortunately. But Renee, as someone with a dog during this time, as a pet owner, Caroline has a cat. That's kind of a different experience because cats require a little less physically, a lot more emotionally. How is it having a little pup companion during this time?
It's been an absolute godsend. It's the best. Just because they're so loyal and they're so happy to see you. He definitely has had a few days where he's just like, so help me God, if you pet me again, I cannot.
He's like raw on his back where your hand's been, like, oh,
stop. Hairless.
Without exaggeration, there's been a few times where I've gone in and I can feel him brace for it. And he's just like, here we go again. No. Okay. But I think here's what was nice is that when I went to the grocery store, he's just like, we've spent the last 3 weeks together for 24 hours straight. Why would you leave me? So it's been really, really, really great. I am aware that is my only emotional connection that I have, and I'm definitely going to need to keep an eye on that, but it's been great.
Well, in your physical space, maybe. You have emotional connections long distance wise, and people I'm sure that are checking in on you and texting and whatnot.
Do I, Kevin? Sure. You know I do. Of course
yes,
I do.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, it's true. But no, it's been great. Because you don't have pets, right? We needed to get you a dog.
Well, he does in a way.
Oh, which is? Did you get a turtle?
What happened?
I think he has emotional connection to a couple furry things in his house.
Should I go get one of them right now?
I guess.
Yeah. All right. You got the wheel, Caroline. I'll be right back.
Speaking of pets, I am also feeling that Scampi would like some space from me. She's sleeping in places that she normally doesn't, like far, like in the bedroom and stuff, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So speaking of, who's this, Kev?
Oh, buddy.
I don't know.
I've not seen this one before.
I don't know if you've met this gentleman, but his name is Finklin.
Finklin?
Oh, Caroline already doesn't like this.
Finkling?
Sorry, Finklin.
Finklin.
Like, you know, like
Franklin,
a rat
but
think.
But like thinking. Okay.
And then Lin, like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Of course.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Did you name him that?
I named him with a friend of mine 9 years ago.
Oh, okay. This is an old puppet.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, but you don't have to be so rude about it.
Right. We don't need to be ageist. It's okay. It's fine. We're all fine.
We're all going through.
Yeah, what
enough
is that in
right
puppet
now.
Years?
400 years old. It's three. 3 human years is 1 puppet year. So, you know, we've been keeping each other company. Him and Elmo have been hanging out and joining me on some calls that have particularly spiraled, I guess. And yeah, this is life now. Yeah, he doesn't talk much when I'm in the frame as well.
Step up.
What's that?
Oh, he doesn't talk too much?
Well, not when I'm in the frame as well. If I left, he might talk a little bit, but I don't think that's what this podcast needs right now.
Oh, okay. Why don't you ever talk to your puppets?
Why don't I ever talk to them?
Yeah.
Boundaries.
Okay. I'm going to give them their time.
All right. Say bye, Finklin.
Wait, Finklin didn't even get to talk. Does he get to say hi?
No, he can't.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
I didn't want to say this when he was here. He tested positive the other day.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, me and Alma have already been exposed, but this is kind of the...
Sure.
Am I a 30-year-old man?
Have you been telling Finklin about Gerbert's prognosis and...
That he passed away?
Burial, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to keep that from him. He's like, how's old Gerbert doing? That's kind of what he sounds like. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I haven't heard from him, man. So, unfortunately, Renee, just to catch you up, Gerbert, the little orange boy whose videos we've watched, who is a Christian, did pass away of coronavirus a couple weeks ago. Okay. And we talked about it on the show. And, and it's just a reminder that it's not just people over 60. It's also people made of felt. And
we're all susceptible.
Under the age of 60 as well. So okay.
There is good news.
What's that?
We'll get to see Gerbert in heaven.
Yeah, that's really the good news. I love right now what I want to immerse myself in is Christians telling me why what's happening now is actually, it doesn't seem good, but it actually kind of is. And out of great struggle and suffering has come a lot of character. And
just
a lot of integrity. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We should check in with Joel Osteen, right? See what he's saying.
Yeah. What's his positive spin of this?
Well, I don't know. But he's such an interesting guy to me just because he's one of these people. Like, there's certain hucksters and snake oil salesmen where it's like you kind of understand why they're good at it. Mm-hmm. And you do understand if I was in a different position, I might, believe the same kind of person. And then there's people like Osteen where it's like anytime there is a modicum of strife in the world, it's like, oh, it's like a house of cards collapsing in 0.5 seconds. He went on Larry King or CNN after Hurricane Katrina 15 years ago. And it was like, what are you doing? Or even the flood stuff, Hurricane Harvey in Houston 3 years ago or whenever that was. It's always just like, oh yeah, this is nothing, even though you get it with other people. But
right.
Renee, what's been most comforting for you from a faith perspective in these uncertain times?
Ooh.
If anything at all.
That's good. Yeah, honestly, those walks, I tell you what, a flower has never been more miraculous just because you got time, right? To stare and be like, would you look at what you made?
Look at that.
How did you make such a thing?
To quote Jennifer Hudson when she won her Oscar, look what God can do.
Well, would you look? Would you look at this
pine cone?
He can make an Oscar. He can make a pine cone.
He made the Oscars too. That's what a lot of people don't know. God made the Academy Awards.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Boy, do you find yourself struggling in times like these because you personally need help, but then you take a peek at the news and you're like, I don't want to clog the line. I don't want to
clog the
line. I bet
line.
Those exactly. I want to make sure you tend to that before you tend to me. So I haven't found myself personally asking for help a lot, but there's been a lot of gratitude on walks, which is, I guess, how I'm going to get there.
Right now. You don't have to say in a self-effacing voice. You can just own gratitude as its own virtue.
Okay. Thanks, man.
I know. We feel this self-reflexiveness to contextualize. I know I'm being a corn dog right now, but you know what? Be a corn dog.
Just be cheesy. We all need it.
Sorry, Caroline just salivated all over her microphone, and now I think it's shorting out because I said corn dog.
I told you not to say that word. You know, the whole recording.
Yeah. I will find that, you know, any sort of unpleasant attitude that I've been suppressing up until now is just right in my face. It's like, well, you got time to deal with me now. So I think I've got a little bit of anger to deal with. So I was like, look at the beautiful flowers as I was taking a jog. And then I saw a fellow runner pull down his mask to spit and then put it back up. And I was like, so help me God. Just what are we doing? I mean, we got halfway there, but also, yeah, good Lord.
To quote another famous mask, somebody stop him.
You should be proud of that. You should be very proud of that.
So the anger, was that pre quarantine that you're dealing with now, or is it like because of also everything?
Yes. So I think I had just a little bit of, oh, I didn't properly process that, but work and other things, and I shouldn't be mad about in the first place. That's now coming back around to be like, you didn't work through that guy. And then I think, yeah, all the discourse of, you know, us disagreeing on how to handle this is tough to keep reading because everybody's so mad at each other. Mm-hmm. And that just creates tension and like I'm any better. But yeah, whether, you know, people not saying what I want us to do is frustrating.
It sucks when people don't agree with me.
Yes. Yes.
That just sucks.
I agree.
It's the worst. How about you guys? How have you been? How's today / this week been?
Caroline, go ahead.
Oh,
go off, queen. Go off. Slay. Slay, then pray.
I don't know if I'm slaying.
Pray, queen. Is that a nice, like, wood carving sign I can put
queen.
In? A, yeah. Pray, queen.
I'm doing okay. Like, we kind of talked about before, like, I change from hour to hour, basically. Of like, mm-hmm. I'm content. I'm doing things. And then I am so sad or just so defeated, you know? So like yesterday was a bad day. Yesterday was just like a wash, but a thing that I tried to do that I normally don't was I just sort of like let it wash over me. Just like kind of leaned into it a little bit more than tried to like be productive and get myself feeling better and drink more cold brew and whatever.
Right.
So
are like you making your own cold brew at home?
Yeah, it's not very good. It really sucks. And that's another thing that's upsetting me.
Yeah.
I got some store brands that I like that I'll recommend to you after this.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So that's been pretty good. But yeah, like I feel like when I'm telling people I'm fine, you should also factor in that I am like crying periodically throughout the day, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm like fine. But similar to you, the other night when I was having a bad spell, I kind of had to like walk through my gratitude trail journal and just be like, okay, I have a house. My job is still here. I have a podcast. I have my friends. I have my husband. I have my cat. Like, there was a lot that was going very well for me. And that was right. Like, that was helpful. But also, I think there's days where you do just need to, like, acknowledge that it's a very shitty time. And a lot of things were taken from you all at once. And that's very sad. And you have to grieve it, you know?
Yeah. And then the guilt of, I have all these things. Why am I not just happy and helping all the time?
Yeah,
When are
you just, like,
level.
Outpouring help?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you, Kevin? And not to get too John the Diaper Piper about it, but I do see value and virtue of being able to grieve and lament well, and like just building that into the day, like going to the bathroom. You know, that's like, oh, it's a process that you have to do, and you can numb it sometimes and like watch a movie or like FaceTime with someone or play a game or whatever, but like you should do it, and everyone should feel it all. To me, something I've been returning to a lot the last couple days or the last week is that, as terrible as it is, and as much as like we preface or disclaimer, like we're speaking from privilege and our lives aren't threatened right now and all that is true, I think there's something really nice to me, or encouraging or sweet or whatever the appropriate inoffensive word is, to know that literally everyone in the world needs encouragement, and there's no one that's like, yeah, like no one's like there, or maybe they are and they're like lunatics, but like no one's like thriving. So the idea that everyone needs compassion in equal measure, and some people just have different positions, and like a nurse or a grocery store clerk is different from people who have the luxury of working at home, but it doesn't mean they're in less that they're less deserving of encouragement or compassion or empathy. So to feel that kind of deep connection with people and just be able to like even look around the supermarket or see cars on the street and know more or less what people are thinking or a part of what they're thinking, which sounds hippy dippy the way I'm putting it, but man, I just kind of like that. And I like, even though we're talking about people who don't agree with us or have different methods of execution or self-distancing law, there's something sweet to me about knowing that everyone's going through it in some measure of way.
I love that.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's very helpful.
Yeah. Feel that way, like when in church or when in a concert or whatever, and like the music just kind of hits in a way you're like, oh, we're all feeling the exact same thing at the same time. That's a bit happier when it happens that way, but to have that universal, like, oh, we're all feeling the same thing is, you know, unifying.
It's why like people like going to movies and getting locked in with the audience and gasping or clapping or laughing at the same time, you know, that stuff is like meaningful. And this is like the slow motion sad version of all that, not like the fun leisure version of that.
Right.
But it's like the same principle applies, and you just keep looking for these like little moments of grace, or not even silver lining, but just like grace and like what the world's going to be and what it's going to look like. Here's a dark thought I've had, though.
Let's hear it.
Is kind of the idea of like, everyone's like, what is even the world going to be after this? Or like, what is this or what is that? And like, whatever the field or economy or institution is that they're talking about, like, what does school look like? What do restaurants look like after this? And a part of me is like, oh gosh, I know, I feel the same way, and it is so scary. And then there's like a real weird part of me of like, it'd be nice to like have a clean slate, which is like so nihilistic.
I just had the same thought. Yeah. Just like, yeah, what if we had to start over a little
bit? Wouldn't that be nice?
And not in a way that like hurts people or means like everyone's poor now, but then it's like, well, I don't know.
It'd be okay. I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah. I'm just glad we all hate billionaires now. I think that's fun.
Oh, I was going to ask a fun sort of related question. Are there any celebrities in particular that you all are thinking about and what they're doing in their houses right now?
Oh, what they must be going through, you mean?
Right.
No, just like, I just want to know, like, what are they doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. I went in jaded to John Krasinski's Some Good News, his little YouTube show. Have you guys watched that yet?
Yeah, my mom sent it to me.
I have it on my list. I heard it's really a corn dog, but a corn dog I might need to eat.
I went.
Yeah, you say corn dog like it's something you don't want. What are you talking about?
Of course you want that corn dog. Of course you do. I went in bitter and just like, okay, well, let's see another celebrity who's capitalizing on this. Totally. And I'll be goddamned if I wasn't crying. It was so good. It was so good. But yeah, celebrities. I mean, I think we all saw Bieber's house, right? What's he doing in there?
Yes, I
What's
am
going
thinking
on?
About
the one
Bieber.
That looks like a CD burner.
Yeah, really disturbing. Even the like decor inside, it looks like the most bland parts of Crate and Barrel somehow. And I'm like, these are a young couple. Like, that's who chose this furniture for them? Yeah.
What are we doing, team?
What about
Real interesting. Yeah. I'm thinking about Bella Hadid. She has no photo shoots to do. What does she do, you know?
Right.
Is she eating normally? That's a question I have.
I'm thinking Bruce Springsteen and his wife Patty on the farm property in Red Bank,
New
Jersey.
They have like acreage, right?
They got acreage. He's got a home studio. Mm-hmm. It's possible they don't know a quarantine is happening.
Anything's happening.
She's probably cute. I mean,
horseback riding for hours a day.
You got horses. Like, can horses get corona?
Tigers can.
Yeah, they said that tiger and the Bronx Zoo got it, but
I don't think horses can get it, and I think you should ride them. If you can, give him a little horse mask.
You heard it here first.
I mean, exactly. A feed bag basically is a coronavirus mask already.
Bag. Yeah, like a fun. Give me one of those. You know,
give me a feed bag. Caroline made some face masks, Renee. That's
you
been nice.
Did?
Yeah,
Caroline, tell me about these face masks. What do they look like? What have we done?
Wow. Well, there's not that much to tell. I downloaded a template from a New York Times article or something.
Okay.
Oh, so they're fake masks that don't work and don't tell you the truth?
Right.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Controlled by, the World Council. But yeah, so they are just made from fabric that I had in my house. And I have a sewing machine because my mom is a really amazing seamstress. And that was a gift that she gave to me a long time ago.
Aww.
That I bust out for like this and making pillows sure. sometimes.
In Halloween costume every
pillows
now and again.
Pillows and pandemics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pillows and pandemics. That's the name
please
of my
write
blog.
That song, if we could please. Two P's. Yes. Make that the number one.
It's impressive how many people with sewing machines are just like, all right, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Just doing it.
I'll make some.
Yeah.
Did we, now what's, how campy and fun can we get with these masks? Like, can we put a little dog nose on it?
Ooh,
can you put a big red sign that says, I'm positive, stay the hell away from me?
No spitting.
Just thumbs up. I got
no
it.
No spit zone.
Yeah, I found a little like dingle ball trim that I had from something from a long time ago that's like little orange poof balls that
cute.
I might put on the old mask. I mean, they're definitely a germ catcher, but.
I was curious to, or do we have people bedazzling their masks is what I'm curious about. Do we have a rhinestone clad mask out there? It was fun
be.
For somebody to make. Okay.
But they're not good if you want to wash them in the washing machine.
No. Yeah. We can't. That's a one time.
But. I guess you could just like dip it in bleach and be fine.
Whereas I have been wearing bandanas like a little train robber.
Oh, excuse me.
World's least threatening gang member.
Hey, everybody. Is this a responsible quarantine person or Jesse
James? I'm sorry. We're still going to have to arrest you, sir, just because you're like that.
I understand. I hate it. I hate being arrested. Okay. Don't lock me up. I would. Oh, don't give me a little tap on the fanny when you put me in the cop car.
Kevin, I meant to give you your mask today, but you came by and left too soon.
Well, give it to me tonight when you drop off the card.
All right, I will.
Cool.
Send a mask for Kevin.
And there's a special design on it for me?
Yes.
Are you just going to scribble like cuck on mine now?
Sorry, there's only one mask left in the world. You have to wear it.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Oh, gosh. Yeah, guys, I miss church. I miss going to church. Is that weird?
No. Not
what
at all.
What do you miss about
it? Seeing a bunch of people that I've like.
The sermon.
What's that?
The sermon.
I miss holding hands with anyone ever.
Of course.
Which they make us do at the beginning. No, you can listen to sermons whenever. I just miss like, I like weekly event stuff. I like a weekly rhythm of anything.
Yeah.
And being thrown into a room of people that you may know a lot of them, but you don't know a lot of them. And so there's opportunity to get to know more people. Is this Caroline's nightmare?
Rooms of people. Miss them.
Miss them real bad.
Any TV show or movie you watch in which a room full of people are talking is a period piece now. It is now something that took place in the past. Do you guys have any daydream sort of plans of when this is all over, when it's all safe and all said and done, and we got the go-ahead? What's your activity? Do you like travel? Do you go to your favorite local restaurant and sit down and eat with other patrons? What are you doing?
Oh, I love this. My secret, didn't tell anybody about it. 2020 goal was I'm going to find my husband. I'm going to get him. So I guess that I'm going to run out and get him. Find him.
What's the strategy going to be?
I guess just run up to people and be like, you?
Is it you? Is it you?
Is it maybe you? Could it possibly be you?
If you start soon enough after the quarantine ends, you'll find a lot of friendly prospects.
Yeah. I think so. I think, was your horny summer a nice little dress rehearsal for what it's about to
yes,
turn into.
We've talked about the apocalyptic potential of horny summer 2020, if we have any safety at all.
Yeah, is this a horny summer, Kevin?
We've turned to some experts to forecast. If we're safe by August or September, friends, there's only going to be a few weeks left, but you got to make up for lost time.
September can be a summer.
It needs to be dense, efficient. Travel out of town. See your boo on the opposite end of the country or world. What's that?
No days off.
Every day a dick day, as Joel Osteen wrote in a book, I think. he put out a book a few years ago called Every Day a Friday.
Great.
Which I think is awesome.
I love that. I love that.
Okay, so find a husband is Renee's post-quarantine plans.
That's
Caroline,
fine.
Do you have any, like, even just like a sliver of a vision of what it could be?
Oh my gosh, I do have a vision of me just sitting in a coffee shop reading a book. Mm-hmm. That just sounds really nice.
Something mundane, but something you miss. Yeah.
Because that's like that had that's always been like my favorite kind of recharge activity on the weekend when I need to like.
That's why I've always avoided you when I've seen you in coffee shops on the weekends and pretended that I was never there.
Always that why? yeah, boundaries. That would be really nice. I also had a trip for Italy, you know, scheduled. So we'll see about that. That is a big. I do daydream about that, but it also kind of makes me sad. So I don't really know what to do with that one. Mm-hmm.
On places like
which
that.
Which yours, Kevin?
Man, I'm going to kiss everyone. And then.
Is that really a daydream?
Not a daydream. It's a night dream.
I'm glad you wait till nighttime.
Yeah, I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to be gross about it. I want to go to Chili's. I want to take a group of people to go to Chili's. I think that'd be a fun, kitschy thing to do with a certain group of people. And I want to have like a blowout sort of party over here at my place when that happens. And like, if we were safe by then, I would want to have like a little musical movie night, series for the remainder of whatever we have left of summer. The last group hang that I did before we all went into quarantine in mid-March was there's a group of us friends and we all got, takeout and we got pies and we watched Hello Dolly, and most of us were watching it for the first time, and so I'll always associate Hello Dolly with like quarantine eve, and we didn't even know it at the time. We didn't even know like what it was gonna be, but I remember that and we just keep like talking about like I can't believe that was the last night and how nice it would be to reunite with some other sort of like, you know, even like going to the movies and all holding hands and crying at something. I don't know. Something like that. Something mundane. Or so I'll either do that or I'll organize some sort of like game night on Zoom. I'll stay in and do that. That's my post.
That's your day dream, right? It's just play Jackbox again. That'll be fun.
Yeah, my big dream is like going to the grocery store, not touching anybody, shaking and wearing a mask.
Thank you for bagging my groceries and you shake their hands.
outdoor movies in the summer is like my favorite thing. That's a big one. I will I will be so grateful next time I go. Mm-hmm. It'll be a whole different experience for me.
Yeah.
It'll be curious to see what the crowds are, because I don't think that we're unique in this. I'm just going to go do everything. I think everybody's feeling that way. So we'll have to see how those crowds are insufferable.
Yeah. You wonder what, especially in LA, you wonder what like the group mind is going to be of like, are people just going to go like buck wild, like positive rioting, essentially like non-destructive rioting where we're just like, yeah. You do wonder about that.
There should be a parade. I think that'd be nice.
There's going to be so many like teary little Instagram videos and memes and stuff when people like, or like this woman was separated from her grandpa who's in a nursing home and now they're back together and they're hugging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's soldiers. Playing piano the whole time or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I hope there's like one day though, you know, where they're like, everybody is released, you know, because I feel like it's going to happen in phases of like, okay, if you're 10 years old, you can come outside now. And then
we're going to have a society run by 10-year-olds. Eric Garcetti has lost his reelection to Bobby Jones, Tyler. A fourth grader from
listen, he shows Encino. Promise.
Exactly.
And I trust him. He's a loose cannon, but he's shooting in the right direction.
He's a businessman.
On Fridays.
He made so much profit on his lemonade stand last summer.
He's someone I'd like to have a beer with.
Yeah, he's someone I'd like to have a non-alcoholic Mike's Hard Lemonade with. Oh, that'd be terrific. Well, we can keep dreaming. Any other God stuff we want to talk about? This is a Christian podcast, right?
Right. Let's see. Do we got anything? You guys got?
I don't know. Are you praying?
How are you doing?
What are you doing? What's your relationship like? Do you hate God right now? What's going on?
No, definitely don't hate. I think it does build that question of, you know, Santa Claus God of, no, he only grants nice things. So when bad things happen, then what do you do with that? So, I think it's like just be with people. But as far as like praying for it to get better, I have a hard time with that because I don't know. I struggle with that a little bit. How do you guys feel about it? What are we praying for?
Yeah, we've talked about that too. It does feel like okay, well then how many prayers does it take before God? You know, like 3,000 prayers equals cure, you know,
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, when is he going to intervene or not?
Honestly, truly, yeah. My only comfort right now is knowing that we have a strong Christian man leading the country who is calling upon
Mike Pence.
No.
He's the one pulling all the strings.
That's not true.
No, that's not right.
Mother, there's a pandemic, mother.
Yeah, I hate it so much.
A lot of Christian leadership and wisdom going on now. Shouts out Mike Pence and the rest of the squad. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at God. I have absolved myself of anger. But I do wonder if that's like a different form of hatred because it's lack of engagement with the whole situation. As far as that stuff goes, as far as like vending machine God or Santa Claus God or however you want to frame that stuff. But I don't find myself like seething of like, why would the Lord? Right. And it's like, and I've said this before, but it's like, if you are right now, like, I understand him, the feeling is valid, but it's also like, it's just like it feels like a lack of history or like a lack of knowledge of history of like, this has been going on forever. And you're not special for being mad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yes, even exactly.
Like, fully valid feelings. But if this is the thing that rocked the boat, and I feel the same way of like, if a family member got cancer or something, I'd renounce God forever, or whatever the case may be. It's always, right. always that happens. But I'm grateful for like little things of, imagine if this happened 20 years ago and we couldn't FaceTime.
Right.
Or we couldn't, yeah. even like, even doing the podcast stuff. And I know Zoom is kind of a drag sometimes, but in other ways, it's like, man, when people listen to this, it's like not that bad. It's like not that different from us being in the room together. And even like low-key technology like that is being attainable right now, I'm like, oh, you know, there's so many things. There's so many little things that could have been so much worse.
Yeah. So, do either of you feel like God feels like a companion to you right now in like mm-hmm. sadness or gratitude or anger or all those things? In sadness, like God feels sad with you and... Yeah, Renee, I saw you nodding.
Yeah, definitely. Like I think it is, and it kind of bleeds into that guilt thing of just like, I can't ask for something for me, so I think I can just be like, oh, this is hard. And he's like, I know, mm-hmm. I know, is the little voice that I get. I'm just like, yeah,
that helps.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and if you do think of whatever your relationship with God is as like more of a friendship, which I know even that gets abused as a framework for a lot of people and as a context, I'm not pissed at Caroline if I'm talking to her about something and she doesn't fix it. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. It's not like, yeah. Why am I even friends with you if you can't solve this today? yeah. But you know, it'd be different if there wasn't like a presence and in a compassion or empathy or concern that you didn't feel. But like, as far as like problem solving and cause and effect, it's interesting. Everyone's bluff is getting called as far as like their value and belief system. So I'll be curious to see how we shake out from the other side. But I'm not, at the same time, I'm not one of these people. And even progressive people have been like espousing a lot of this is like, and something I've heard a lot is like, you have survived whatever is the most traumatic thing that has ever happened to you, which is encouraging in some way, where it's like, whatever is your biggest trauma, you're still here mm-hmm. and you've like, and you live with it, but you're still here and you're okay. Probably.
Right.
But then that kind of being like a comparison point of like, see, or like, so therefore, you know, so it's hard to square all that away. It's very difficult, mm-hmm. but
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, how does Lauren Daigle feel about it? Wait, what were you saying, Caroline?
I was saying I saw similar to Christians being like, this is God's wake up call or something. I saw like Elton John and a bunch of celebrities have been like, this is Mother Nature saying that we need to stay home more or something like that. Like, this is the earth's call to action to us, or like punishment for going too hard. And I was like, this is not permissible. Like, you can't say that. That's not
yeah,
fair
Jamila
at
Jamil
all.
Said something along those lines.
Yeah. And people keep thinking like, that's actually a cool, like, you know, environmental concern argument to bring up right now.
Yeah, any sort of like cause and effect of like, because that is so
that
funny. Where it's like
this some level,
you've
yeah.
abused the environment, so the environment's gonna fucking kill you. Yeah.
All of your grandparents.
Death
yes.
by execution. Mm-hmm. Well, oh all right, God. I no. should have thrown away that can. gosh, the punishment thing, the crime. I know. There's like a funny fundamental progressivism too. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. On many sides.
And I think that's certainly going to be something that I hope we look at and just like, wow, look how much healed while we were all doing that. Let's see how we can continue that in a way that doesn't devastate people. But to be like, they, you got it. You deserved it. It's tough.
Yeah, like this is actually a good path to get us on track for like healing climate change or something. Yeah.
Not something to bring up right now.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it should just be like the only relationship should be this is a dry run for whatever it's going to be in how like 100 years or whatever it is when like the earth is burning and everyone's like, there's no way we could have predicted this or whatever. And like how many people are on board. But you know what? The skies are a little bit clear today in Los Angeles. Just kidding. It's raining outside.
It's boring. I was gonna say, it's fine. This has also been really not helping my whole mood. Like, I need a little sun.
It's tough.
You know what, though? I differ with you on that just because it's like Mother Nature agrees with me. It's like, I'm crying. She's crying, too.
She's crying. We're all crying. King, exactly. You know? Very empathic.
We're all
nature.
Crying on the Good Christian Fun podcast. Well, let's take a break and we'll be right back with a little more Good Christian Fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with the new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that can kind of propel me into
to
like...
To feel as incredible as you could feel.
To exercise more, to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
I agree. First month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time now for the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time, COVID-19 edition.
The worst.
I'm infecting my dinosaur.
I'm extinct like a dinosaur.
Oh. Oh, man. So this is the hunt for the worst Christian song of all time. And we wanted to do something themed to coronavirus times.
Of course
you and do. Make yes. light of it. And then feel bad about it later when, like, you know, 2 million people right. are dead.
People we know have died. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But until then. This is fun.
I don't know. I don't know if you follow this one woman. She's a pastor. Her name's Vanessa Hudgens. And she was talking about how, like, people are going to die. It's okay. like
oh, really?
Inevitable.
Yeah.
So I don't know. When she die? Framed it like that, someone do yeah. a handshake meme with Vanessa Hudgens and John Piper. Like, people seriously. Are going to die. And I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, are going to die.
It's inevitable. What if John Piper did like a recreation of that?
Of course.
Oh, man. Okay. So the two songs that we have prepared for today, one is a kind of classic CCM 90s rock pop song, and one is a bit of a worship song, a bit of a okay. contemporary worship song. Renee, you're our guest. Which one do you want us to play first?
I want to end with pop. Let's end it with a pop.
I love to end it yeah. with a pop.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in that case, let's do a little song pop. Called... What are you doing, Caroline? I exited my screen for a second.
End it with a pop.
You did something with scene? A pop. All right. This first song is a song called Give Us Clean Hands.
Great.
And this version
I'm
is
so
sung
proud of you.
By Chris Tomlin. I'll send you guys the lyrics in the Zoom chat.
Please do. We bow our hearts,
we bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, Lord, we cast down our idols. So give us clean hands. And give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And give us clean hands. And give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let this be a generation that seeks. Seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks. Who seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. We bow our hearts.
And you may not believe this. You may not believe this, gang, but then the worship song kind of repeats from there.
That's interesting. That's a departure from what they usually do. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Give us clean hands. We all want clean hands right now.
We sure do.
Pure hearts.
How much are you guys washing your... What's that? Pure lungs is what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pure hearts. Pure lungs. Can't lose.
Pure hearts, clean hands. Don't die. We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. You guys turning your eyes from any evil things right now?
Oh no, looking directly at him.
Often news.
Oh yeah, there we go. That's probably what they meant.
Well, you can't even trust the news. Everyone's lying to you and everyone has an agenda. You can't trust any news
ever.
That's
so true.
We're just trying to sell for
real. I do feel like right now Twitter is evil things and people are, you know, bringing attention to important things, but I don't need my attention.
It's tough. I never leave feeling better ever, but that's not new. That's how I felt before all this happened. It's like, well,
it's kind of new for me. I feel like I only followed like kind of fun things, you know, and it was just like my giggle zone. Not anymore.
Except for that one new meme format where it's the guys dancing with the coffin. Have you guys seen this?
Nate showed me that the other day and I was like, oh my God.
That's so funny. I'm going to send it to you guys.
Please do.
I think that one's so funny.
Please do.
Oh Lord, we cast
speaking of this song, I remember that the worship team and the whole congregation would just absolutely rip it on the lyric, God, let us be a generation that seeks your face.
Well, that's the jump. That's the jump. Yeah. Oh, God, let us be
a generation that seeks. I think it also felt
that
like
sneaks.
We are the young people. Yeah. We're going to come. We're going to change the world. I'm going to go to Mexico. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to teach VBS. I'm going to have my picture taken. And it's going to look good. It's going to be my Facebook profile picture for like a month.
I'm going to mostly mime a lesson and it's going to be awesome.
Looks pretty strong.
Hell yeah.
Pretty strong.
Now, do we suppose that this has been done with basic choreography? And is it, do we?
Oh, well, I mean, we don't have to suppose. Yeah. We can just go to YouTube and.
Okay, if you could.
I'm surprised we have to go to YouTube, Kevin. I feel like that's kind of your beat.
It lends itself to such a thing.
What's that? What did you say?
Like that choreography is kind of your beat, you know?
Oh, I'm sure we could find something. You know what?
Okay.
This Clean Hands is not search engine optimized, I will say. There's a song called Hands Clean by Lance Morissette. I love that song. Do you guys know that song?
That's a good one. Nope. But I like you, so I agreed. Too soon.
Same.
There's Hands Clean by Taylor Swift. That's a terrific song.
Okay.
In the rain.
Both hands
came.
Wow, both of them named the song Hands Clean?
Yeah. They did. So give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. More like give us Purell hearts.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of these kind of jokes on the podcast the next 6 months. More
6 months.
More like Purellity culture.
Buckle up, everybody.
Let us not lift our souls to another. Purellity give us clean hands. Culture. Pure hearts. Oh, God, let us be. Generation that seeks. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that was the kind of the 90s evangelical version of OK Boomer of like this generation is going to do better.
We can do this.
Yeah. It seeks your face. Seeks your face. You can't touch your face. What are you doing? Don't seek your face. I've noticed, by the way, on all these Zoom calls that I only do this. This is all I do.
That just touching constantly. Yeah.
Seeks your face, oh God of Jacob. And that's it.
Okay.
Who's Jacob?
It's a good contender. This was perfect.
I still like this song, I think. Yeah. I think this is kind of a nice song.
What do you like about this song?
I don't know. There's something pure about it.
Purell?
Yeah, it's probably that. Yeah.
Where's those coffin guys when I need them?
Cut to February 2021. Purell, huh? And we're like still inside. There's a third wave and we didn't deal with it right. Oh, by the way, here's one of the runners up that just missed the cut for this worst Christian song of all time, coronavirus edition.
Okay.
Breathe
Maybe
on Me
the next bracket.
By Jennifer Knapp.
Fun.
What was it?
Breathe on Me.
Sure. Is it to the exact same tune of Lean on Me?
Breathe on me. Don't get me sick or I will punch you. Mm-hmm. Punch you up in your dick. Yep.
Wow, see? This got violent quick.
Hey. The Potter's Hand by Darlene Check. And then
Potter's Hand.
The Potter's Hand. I actually like that song. Do you know that song, Potter's Hand? Now that I did do a human video too. And I still remember the choreography from that.
Let's see it.
I think we did it on TBN at one point. But the competitor to clean. Yeah, I think I said that before. I have a VHS of it in my closet that I haven't digitized yet.
Okay.
But we'll get to it.
Maybe, now's the time.
Maybe a Patreon. All right. Now, the competitor.
Okay.
To give us clean hands.
Probably nervous, but it's got pop.
I wanted to pick a song that was about touching. We all need to be touched right now.
Yep.
Right?
A lot of your people, dog is like, no, please,
please don't encourage her.
This is my trauma. And so I wanted to, you know, there's great gospel standards like He Touched Me or like mm-hmm. By the Hem of His Garment by Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. But I want to go a little more contemporary direction with this. Right. So this is a song that in a way is about touch and the evidence of touch. This is a song called The Fingerprints of God. By Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. They're coming from a heart that's broken in two by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like a magazine. Oh, but when I look at you, it's clear to me that I can see the fingerprints of God.
For the listener at home, Caroline has fallen on her ass. She
tipped over a bit. The entire chair has done a bit of a tip to the side.
Wait, did me screaming pro-life literally knock you on your ass?
No.
This chair has a limit, and I found it.
What dance move took it to its limit? I missed it. Let's see it. Can I...
Wow.
Just a lean back and a tip to the side.
We found our limit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Stephen delightful. Stephen
Curtis blew me away once again.
Stephen Curtis
I doubt the first or the last time that that'll ever happen.
Oh, come on. Come on now, Stephen.
It's such a sweet song.
He's a little sweetie. I mean, some of this stuff is like Fred Rogers adjacent, like when he says, hey, there will never be another you. And there has never been and never again another you. Well, mm-hmm. like, come on. He's like, at his best, I find Stephen Curtis Chapman to be harmless. He's like, hey, I'm harmless. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, everything's like, okay.
Good tune.
And yeah, like, and especially this is so evocative of like those 90s pop song, like jangly guitars. We kind of went back to like a Bird situation, some of the pop stuff. Weirdly too, and I was thinking about this song this past week, it reminded me of That Thing You Do.
Oh yeah, yes, totally.
It's pretty cute. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Of course,
on par with that.
I can see tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. They're broken from a heart in two by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like the magazine. Oh, but when I look at you, it's clear to me that I can see the fingerprints of God. When I look at you, I see the fingerprints of God. I know it's true. You're a masterpiece that all creation quietly applauds. And you're covered with the fingerprints of God. He has dirty little mitts all over you.
Yeah, where are the fingerprints exactly?
Yeah. I think fingerprints only happen when you haven't washed your hands. This is a real problem.
Cut to a court case. Now, can you show me on the doll where the fingerprints of God
are? Where
are
those fingerprints?
Yeah. I'm a puppet. It'd be all inside.
Get a blue light. This is real rough.
That's real rough.
Turn them inside out.
But the metaphor here is like, listen, baby, you're touched by the divine. There's something special about you and you're unique. And it's all like affirmation. There's no like, but actually you're a piece of shit that needs salvation.
But when you sin, the fingerprints are gone and no one can find you if you died.
Yeah, no twists here. No twists here. Mm-mm. So I appreciate it for Mm-mm. that reason.
No. It's nice.
It sounds like he's singing to like his daughter or son, you know? I said daughter because the lyric, the person in the mirror doesn't look like the magazine. But maybe it's his son and his son's looking at, I don't know, like that GQ shoot of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Cosmo.
And he wants to look like him. Cosmo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this all seems very probable.
Body standards
I think.
For men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just as unattainable.
Can we talk
That's
about
right.
it? That's why I like watching movies from the 70s where men just kind of look like me. They're like, hey, this is it.
There you go.
All right. But out of these, which is the worst song?
I got to tell you, I kind of liked them both.
I did like them both.
A little bit. I liked them both. So which ones?
Yeah, neither was like immediately offensive to me, which is usually the case.
With the ones we pick on this show, generally, yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. For me, I think I have to pick the better one is the one that made Caroline tip over in her chair. Obviously, that's going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't running video on that.
Yeah. Because we got to see your little feet.
Did my feet go
up? Wagon.
Damn it.
A little bit of a feet up. It was
That's humiliating.
No, it's made this choice easy.
That could be a new workout routine for you at home. It's like, what else
Call
can
back?
I fall off
get
of?
Back up.
Tip over and your papa's on and see if you can get back up.
My house is a jungle gym.
The tip and dip.
Yeah, I agree with you that Fingerprints might be my favorite. Although, you know, Clean Hands is more familiar to me. But I don't find it to be as much of a bop. And I don't find the message to be as strong as Fingerprints.
Yeah.
It does have that chord change that lets you really...
It's true.
But
yeah, I mean, you don't find the message of let us not lift our souls to another to be resonant as you lift your soul to the almighty screen in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm.
That's why that's I don't deep. Like it.
How about you, Kevin? Which one do you like?
Oh, fingies all the way.
Okay.
Getting fingered by God all the
fingers.
Way. You remember that CBS show we talked about, Caroline? God fingered me.
One time.
Sure. The very one.
Nate, when he was a worship leader, the pastor like asked him to sing He Touched Me, and the pastor's wife, who was very cool, was like, no, we can't play that song, like it sounds creepy. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's an old gospel standard. I think unless you're Shirley Caesar, you shouldn't sing it.
He touched me. It's also so like dour. It's like, he touched me.
It sounds like you're yawning the whole time. Yeah. Some gospel songs are absolute hits, and some of them are like a lot of white gossip. Like some of that Gaither stuff is like, they're just perpetually getting out of bed and stretching his vocals.
Chewbacca.
That I would listen to. Right. Chewbacca singing He Touched Me. Subscribe to. Yeah.
Chewbacca sings the gospel standards.
Yeah. Hey,
hold on. I'm going to write that down.
On Zoom.
Hey. Where are you?
No, I'm high-fiving you on my end.
Oh, you're right. Yay.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Oh, wait. So then your position on your screen is the same as what I'm seeing.
I'm in the top right.
I'm in the top.
Listen, this is like our fifth or sixth episode on Zoom. I feel like we're getting exponentially better
cruising.
With each one.
Each time.
Maybe we'll never go back to recording in the same room, even if it's
I don't know why we would.
We'll never leave again.
We never
It'll
will.
Just be this forever and ever.
Finally give my toilet a rest.
Oh, God. Is this what's going to happen? You're going to get more and more lax and comfortable with each recording, and it's going to be like you on the shitter.
Like
for
on the toilet. Oh. She flushes so much.
Yeah.
It's a lot of flushing.
She doesn't
Sorry,
mute
guys,
it.
I'm gonna
Please
have to mute again.
All right. Well, give us Clean Hands. You are our winner. We made you a champion.
Yeah. I made you a champion.
How's Allison Janney doing in quarantine times?
That's a question. Yes.
Does she need a friend?
Probably good.
Does she have kids?
No. That's
Maybe
the whole
not.
Appeal.
Ma'am.
Here's what I would like. I would like a running montage of actors trying to make their Zoom and or microphones work. Because a lot of them do voice over stuff, right? But they usually go into the studio for it.
Yes.
I bet they're having a hard time.
Everyone's learning
tech. I'd like to watch that.
I like that this generation's going to be tech equipped, though.
Yes.
I think that's nice. Everyone has to know all the dumb, useless stuff I know. but all right, now it's time to bring it down. The game is over for this week. And we're dimming the lights and we're lighting the candles in each of our respective safe distanced homes. And we're not here to promote ourselves or our own projects. We're here to lift them up to the Lord with our clean hands. Because you know what? God can't give you coronavirus. And you can't be a carrier to God either. He's not a vector, but he is a victor.
Wow.
Christ over viruses and infectious diseases. Which, by the way, there's one way to read that where it's like he's just fed up with it. Like Christ over.
Christ over.
I'm all right. A little over it. But as usual, we will start with Renee.
On Instagram, Renee S. Culvert, my dog is more famous than I am at this point. Tugboat the Fluffy Pit is where you can go see what all he's been up to during this quarantine.
The hair.
You like dogs?
Pit.
Right. Exactly.
You might have to update.
Right, yes. I've got a podcast called Can I Pet Your Dog? If you're a crazy dog person, it's a good place for you to go.
Hey, wonderful.
That's all for me.
Hey, anything you've been watching or listening to or reading that's brought you a particular comfort during this time?
Yes. I am so glad you asked. I would love to tell you all about it. I liked Oh Hello. I thought it was good. I know we're not supposed to love celebrity podcasts, but
that's different. I feel like that's different. That's like barely a celebrity podcast.
I was proud of the format with which they put it in. So Oh Hello the podcast is a lot of fun for me right now.
Oh Hello the podcast. All right, we turn to Caroline.
You can lift me up at Caroline's Farts. There's some new TikToks, y'all.
There are.
They're not good, but they're there. And something I've been enjoying, can't remember if I lifted this up, but I don't think so. A podcast called Even the Rich. And their first series is about Princess Diana and Meghan Markle. And if you are like me, comforting yourselves by thinking about the cushy lives of the rich, then it is really delightful, very thorough, and very fun to listen to. And that's been where I've listened when I'm doing my SD card runs to Kevin's house and back, or going to the grocery store, you know, those kind of fun things, my outings.
Oh, look, I got one of your TikToks pulled up.
Uh-oh.
So, Renee, you
get on TikTok.
Things
just
like
for this
to look forward to. A faraway video of what appears to be her husband. Time for Netflix Mass. That's funny.
He's doing a chant. He can't hear.
Oh. See, it's an audio video experience. Are there any like quarantine TikTok trends that you've seen that you really like?
Oh, interesting.
I've seen some cute ones of like bands just like playing together and like doing like Beach Boys covers and stuff. Like people are being cute.
Yeah.
You can lift me up at The Ellen Show on Instagram and Twitter and on my Finsta, Kevin T. Porter. And you know what? You can watch McMillions, that HBO doc. It's not like Tiger King. It's got a little more empathy for its subjects, I think. And you don't want to take a shower afterwards. And there's this one FBI guy. He's so funny. He's just like a funny guy. And he's an FBI agent, but he's a real character. So you'll like it. Trust me. You're going to like the way
it is. I hope he gets assigned to surveil me someday.
That's right. You heard it here first. The Good Christian Fun Podcast loves the feds. We're living in one nation under God, and it's a police state. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere, and then go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun. And remember, the economy's tough, so vote your conscience. Cancel your subscription if you need to.
Reminding people of that.
Figure out, really do the work. Are we an essential service? That's up to you, my friend.
You are. I'm going to answer it for them. You are.
That's very sweet.
Oh, thank you. Renee, you're essential too. And reach out and get help because you deserve it.
you guys.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's kind of, by the way, in another context, that feels like a sick bird. Where Caroline says,
please
reach
get,
out
help.
And get help.
Okay, goodbye.
Get help. Why don't you get some help, buddy? Okay. Good luck.
And then leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. And this month's charity is whatever your local food bank is. And that's why we're giving it today. It's better and more effective than donating your own stuff is giving them the money. They know what to do with it. Renee, mm-hmm. thank you so much for joining us on
thank
the show
you so much
from
for having
a
me.
Safe
I'm in the
distance.
Best mood now, you guys. This happens every time. Oh, you guys are just the greatest. I love you so much.
Hey, you You're too, infectious. Buddy. Big mood, and the mood is good. And there's nothing left to say except for an all of Pod's people. Said a
big
mood. Renee, what's a song we should go out on to end the ep?
Ooh, wait, okay. What was one of the honorary mentions that didn't make it in the cut of this, which is the worst?
Oh, it was going to be Hem of His Garment, Touch the Hem of His Garment
that
by
one.
Sam Cooke and
let's
the Soulsters.
Let's do it.
All right, let's check this shit out.
Whoa, that was a woman.
I love
in
it.
The okay. Days, she had been sick, sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she joined.
Dude, Elmo's losing it over here. I'm 30 years old. This is life now.
All of 30.
We love it.
This is 30. Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye.
She said if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.